Sarah couldn't sleep. The moon peeked through her curtains, casting silver light across her bed. She tossed and turned, thinking about Jake. His smile, his laugh, the way he always knew how to make her day better. Tomorrow was their first date, and her tummy felt full of butterflies. As she lay there, Sarah remembered the stories her grandma used to tell her. Tales of love that lasted forever, of princes and princesses who found each other against all odds. She smiled, wishing she could hear one of those stories right now. Maybe it would help her fall asleep. Sarah closed her eyes and let her imagination wander, creating her very own bedtime story. Once upon a time, in a small town just like Sarah's, there lived a girl named Lily. Lily loved to read and spent most of her time in the town library. She knew every book on every shelf, but her favorites were always the love stories. One rainy afternoon, as Lily was reaching for a book on the top shelf, she heard someone come in. Turning around, she saw a boy she'd never seen before. He had messy brown hair and kind eyes that crinkled when he smiled. "Hi, I'm Max," he said. "I just moved here. Can you help me find a good book?" Lily's heart did a little dance. "Sure," she said. "What kind of stories do you like?" Max thought for a moment. "I like adventures," he said, "but also stories that make you feel warm inside." Lily knew just the book. She pulled it off the shelf and handed it to Max. Their fingers touched for a second, and Lily felt a tiny spark. From that day on, Max and Lily became friends. They'd meet at the library every day after school, talking about books and life and dreams. Lily found herself looking forward to these moments more than anything else. As the weeks went by, Lily realized she was falling for Max. But she was scared to tell him. What if he didn't feel the same way? What if it ruined their friendship? One day, Max didn't show up at the library. Lily waited and waited, but he never came. She felt worried and a little sad. The next day, he wasn't there either, or the next. A whole week went by without Max. Lily missed him so much it hurt. She wondered if he'd moved away again, or if maybe he just didn't want to be friends anymore. On the eighth day, just as Lily was about to give up hope, Max burst into the library. He was out of breath, like he'd been running. "Lily!" he called out. "I'm so sorry I've been gone. My grandpa got sick and we had to go take care of him." Lily felt relief wash over her. "I'm just glad you're okay," she said. Max took a deep breath. "Being away made me realize something," he said. "I missed you so much, Lily. Not just talking about books, but everything about you. Your smile, your laugh, the way your eyes light up when you talk about your favorite stories." Lily's heart was beating so fast, she thought it might jump out of her chest. Max continued, I think I'm in love with you, Lily." For a moment, Lily couldn't speak. Then, with tears in her eyes, she said, "I love you too, Max. I've been too scared to say it, but I do." Max took her hand, and they both felt that spark again. This time, it was like fireworks. From that day on, Max and Lily were inseparable. They still met at the library every day, but now they held hands as they walked through the aisles. They read to each other and shared their favorite stories, and they started writing their own story together, one filled with love, laughter, and lots of books. As the years went by, their love only grew stronger. They got married in the library where they first met, surrounded by all the books that had brought them together. And every night, before they went to sleep, they'd tell each other a little story about their love. Sarah smiled as she finished her imaginary tale. She felt warm and happy inside, just like Lily must have felt when Max told her he loved her. The butterflies in her tummy had settled down, and her eyes were getting heavy. As she drifted off to sleep, Sarah thought about Jake again. Maybe their story was just beginning, like Max and Lily's. She couldn't wait to see what adventures they might have together. In her dreams that night, Sarah wandered through a magical library filled with books that told the most wonderful love stories. And in every story, she saw a little bit of herself and Jake finding each other over and over again. When Sarah woke up the next morning, she felt rested and excited. She had a feeling that today was going to be the start of something special. As she got ready for her date with Jake, she hummed a happy tune, her heart full of hope and the magic of love stories. Sarah's grandma always said that the best love stories are the ones we live ourselves. As Sarah stepped out into the sunshine, ready to meet Jake, she knew that her own love story was just waiting to be written, and she couldn't wait to turn the first page.